When I come out here and sit down like this, you know what this means, don't you? It's about time. I told you that dynamite's going to be hitting this stage in short order. I've had a chance over the years to introduce Doc Watson several times. And every time I introduce him and I say, Doc, if there's ever been a legend in the music business, it's Doc Watson. He says, J.D., don't call me a legend. He said, I'm not a legend. But if Doc Watson's not a legend, then grits ain't groceries. And he kind of frowns on me when I introduce him that way, but I'm going to make him frown again tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, make welcome to the Stephen Center, the legendary Doc Watson.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I'm a good man to slap his jaws for that. Just for that, I may not let him come back out here and sing in a few minutes. Thank you all for coming out to hear me pick a few. And my grandson, Richard Watson, will be back in a bit. That Gallagher's got some power tonight, thanks to this little piece of jewelry right here, and a good sound man. He knows how to make a guitar sound, doesn't he? Here's a little song that some old boy probably back in the days of the Industrial Revolution, when the fellows from the South needed especially somebody that was about to get married, and he didn't have much money to offer the little girl a good little house to stay in. He was a hard worker, but you do need a little money to go with that, you know, even if you're a farmer. He goes up north and gets him a job, and he lays back a few shekels, as my good buddy Jack Williams used to say, and he's going to go home the next day because he's wanting to hear that rooster crow again, and he's wanting to get back home to that little girl. And while he's at it, he sings about a few other things in his song. Boy, I'm afraid of that mic. It sounds like thunder, doesn't it? Good buddy, if you're on the board, pull just a bit of the bottom end off of it, and it won't do that.